بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised him saying, Ya Ali, thalathun la tu'akhirha. O Ali, there are three things in life that you should never delay in fulfilling these three things. What are they? Number one, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, As-salatu idha atat. When salah time sets in, do not unnecessarily delay the salah until the time expires. And sometimes we find, especially with regards to Asr Salah, that people unnecessarily delay the Asr Salah until before sunset. Remember, 20 minutes before sunset, one is not allowed to observe any Salah. 20 minutes before sunset, once the sun turns pale, even though the sun has not yet set, it is sinful to observe Salah in that time. If you haven't yet observed Asr Salah, you have to observe it in that time, but one will be committing a sin to postponing it right up to that time. Nabi Sallallahu has called that the Salah of a Munafiq. Nabi Sallallahu said that's the Salah of a hypocrite. Because he's forced to read it, he read it. Not because he wanted to, but because he was forced to. So that's the first thing, you do not delay. Nabi Sallallahu says, As-salatu idha atad wal-janazatu idha hadarat. When the janazah, the mayyat of a person, the body of the person, once it's ready for burial, bury it. No unnecessary delay when it comes to burying the dead. And thirdly, Nabi Sallallahu says, wal-ayyim idha wajadta laha kufwan. And a girl, if she has reached marriageable age, and she's prepared and ready to get married, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, do not delay in finding her a suitable companion and a suitable spouse. Don't delay in this when it comes to the marriage of daughters and girls. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says another hadith, if you will delay in this regard, you will find that through this, a great fitna will spread in the ummah. How many a times we find unnecessarily, sometimes the girl, it's on her side, unnecessarily delay. A point comes now where no one is interested in marrying a girl of such advanced age. May Allah grant us the understanding.